Test for English majors. Grade 8. Model Test 5.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Mini Lecture. In this section, you will hear a mini lecture. You will hear the lecture once only. While listening, take notes on the important points. Your notes will not be marked, but you will need them to complete a gap-filling task after the mini lecture. When the lecture is over, you will be given 2 minutes to check your notes and another 10 minutes to complete the gap-filling task on answer sheet 1. Use the blank sheet for note-taking.
How to get an A on an English paper. Good morning, everyone. In today's lecture, I'm going to discuss with you about how to write an excellent English paper. Anyhow, to get an A on an English paper is many students' dream. The following steps may help you in shaping your papers. Step 1. You should pick a topic. If your teacher assigns a specific theme, you will have to use that. If not, pick a topic that interests you and with which you are familiar. This will make it easier for you to research and write your paper. Step 2. You should write an outline. Generally speaking, a paper needs an introduction, a main body of text, and a conclusion. The main body of text may need to include subsections. An outline will help you organize your paper and will help you determine where you need to focus your research. Step 3. You should research the topic. The most important step to attaining an A on an English paper is having enough research to sustain the topic. Usually, there will be a required amount of sources to ensure that you do enough research. You should collect as many materials as possible on the topic. This step is generally called literature review, which is an account of what has been published on a topic by accredited scholars and researchers. Besides enlarging your knowledge about the topic, writing a literature review lets you gain and demonstrate skills in two areas. The first area is information seeking, that is, the ability to scan the literature efficiently, using manual or computerized methods to identify a set of useful articles and books. The second area is critical appraisal, the ability to apply principles of analysis to identify unbiased and valid studies. Step 4. You should begin with an introduction. The introduction needs to catch the reader's attention. It also needs to list what information will be in the main body of text and in what order the information will be presented. The introduction needs to be limited to one paragraph. Step 5. You should compose the main body of text. The main body of text is the area where you formulate your research into organized information for the reader. Follow the outline to keep the paper focused. You should begin each section with a mini introduction if you have subdivided the main body into sections. This will allow for a smooth transition from one section into the next. Step 6. Conclude the paper. The conclusion should recap what information you have shared with the readers. If possible, refer back to the introduction to frame the paper. Step 7. Document any sources. You will need to follow the correct guidelines for documenting sources. Most English papers will use MLA guidelines. Double-check that notations for sources within the text are correct. This is an essential part of getting an A on a paper. However, following the above steps is not enough to turn out an A-level paper. You should do the following to secure the A. Step 1. Analyze the topic. An A-level paper is one where you have analyzed the topic and formulated new ideas based on your analysis. Support the new concept or theory by citing and discussing references. Step 2. Revise the paper by reading it carefully and locating any unclear ideas or errors. Read the paper aloud and change any places that are hard to follow or where wording sounds awkward. Step 3. Get a second opinion. If possible, have an English professor review the paper. At the very least, have one or two friends read through the paper and offer constructive criticism. Make any changes that are necessary. Here I will give you some tips and some warnings as well. First, write down the quotes or information you may paraphrase and the source on index cards as you research. Second, using more sources than the minimum requirement is often viewed as above-average work and may help you get an A. Check the assignment guidelines, however, to see if this is a good strategy. Third, if writing a source-based essay, failing to provide references and sources, will result in a grade below an A. Last but not least, do not expect a word processing spell check to catch all spelling and grammar errors. You will need to proofread the paper by yourself. This brings our lecture to the end. In today's lecture, we have reviewed some basic steps to getting an A on an English paper. I hope that this lecture will help you a lot in constructing your English papers. Thanks for your time.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your notes, and then complete the gap-filling task on answer sheet 1 in 10 minutes.